Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. And every Monday on the TJMS is Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right. We have a listener who wrote in a question about Social Security benefits. That's the topic this morning.
Yes.
Social Security.
A bunch of questions came in from a few listeners about Social Security, and it makes sense because Social Security, figuring it out is hard. And one person first wanted to know, is everyone eligible? The short answer is no.
No?
No, not everyone is eligible. You have to actually accrue benefits to get paid Social Security, and it actually comes in the form of what's called credit. And most people need at least what the Social Security organization calls 40 credits in order to qualify. Now, there are some exceptions for people with disabilities and minors.
How do you get credits?
It actually is based upon how you work. So one credit is given for every $1,260 in earned income, up to 4 credits per year. Is that the most random number you've ever heard?
Where did they come up with that, I wonder?
I have no idea. This is like dealing with the IRS.
Right.
So, yes, one credit for every, that was as of 2016, one credit for every $1,260 in earned income, up to a maximum of 4 credits per year.
Okay.
So that's how you get credit.
Okay, so that's how you get credits.
And you need 40.
You need 40 credits.
In your lifetime.
You retire. Exactly. So the next question people wanted to know is how these benefits are calculated. And they're actually, this is to your point, your monthly benefit check is actually based on your lifetime earnings. And they adjust your actual earnings to account for changes in your wages from the beginning when you start working till the end, because there is an assumption that over time you made more money. So a formula is used to arrive at your basic benefit. And it looks at the 25 or 35 years that you worked, and it comes up with this number.
And that's when you start getting those notices from Social Security if you were to retire today.
Well, you get those notices pretty early. They start off pretty early letting you know. And that was actually something that was implemented only a few years ago to give people a sense of how much money they were going to have, because most of us were flying blind with no idea.
Now, if your loved one dies, how can a survivor get the Social Security benefits?
Yeah, that's a big question.
Or do you get the Social Security benefits?
Yes. Widows or widowers over 60 or over 50 if they are disabled can receive the monthly benefit from their loved one. Or those caring for a deceased child who's under the age of 16, so if that child is 16 years old or younger, or if that child is disabled. So here's the interesting thing. A divorced spouse of a worker who dies can also get those same benefits as long as they were married for at least 10 years.
So you put in your time and you should be able to get some money.
Yeah,
out
and divorced
10
spouses,
years.
Yes, but divorced spouses can also get benefits if they're caring for a child under 16 or a child who's disabled. But that child must be the former spouse's natural or legally adopted child. Now, the other question is about children. So I mentioned if you're under the age of 16, you can get that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mentioned that if your child was disabled. So if the child was older than 18 with disabilities that began before the age of 22, they can get that disability insurance. I mean, that disability payment as well.
Mm.
And there are some specialized cases, including, and this is important, parents over 62 who are dependent on the deceased for at least half of their support. So if you support your parents and you pass away and they were counting on you, your parents may be entitled to some Social Security benefits.
More about this on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. All right, Melody.